A long time ago, this little bear was alive because she listened
to her father.
But Crispy had one terrible problem. She was filled with curiosity. Yes, and one day she saw something new and died.
Just like that?
Yes.
My immediate impression after laughing my head off with the crews was, how could the team be so creative and the movie so hilarious? Then I broke it down and found some of the gimmicks, but even after uncovering the secrets, the movie still strikes me as a very attractive piece of cartoon animation.
I'm Guy.
And this is Belt.
We need to leave immediately.
The world is ending.
What?
Everything we're standing on right here will be gone.
I'm calling it the end.
A caveman family struggle to survive on the hostile prehistorical planet. The key to survival is to coop up in a cave and stay away from anything new. But a young female member of the family was born with a rather dangerous virtue, curiosity. As she explores the neighborhood, she meets an innovative young lad and is informed that the world is coming to an end very soon. So no more cooping up for the crews. They are either to die or to adapt.
I call them shades.
The sun doesn't hurt my eyes anymore. Where do you get these good ideas?
They're coming from my stomach, down deep below, and then up again into my mind.
The prehistorical setting reminds one of Ice Age. Quite a large proportion of the rib tickling taps into a combination of that particular setting and modern ideas. For instance, one of the characters is given shoes made from starfish-like creatures. Every now and then, funny sparkles also bounce out of the screen and keep the audience entertained.
We gotta move faster. I call them shoes.
I love them! Where are my feet?
But the most important aspect of the movie is the pacing. In fact, it could serve as a textbook for young filmmaking students. After a brief self-introduction of our female lead character, the story quickly unfolds into an intense action scene, all the while poking fun at the audience and explaining the background of the story. This grabs the audience's attention almost immediately. After that, it slows down to allow an emotional side story, a father-daughter confrontation that couldn't be more stereotypical but satisfy those with a soft spot in their hearts. Then there are more shifts between action, funny and tear-jerking scenes, and the cycle is repeated until they live happily ever after.
I'm calling it fire.
Hi, fire.
It likes me.
Hey, it's biting me.
Try hiding from it in the tall, dry grass.
The story is so well-paced that it seems to have absolute control over audience emotions, and that's why the audience get the impression that they've laughed all the way through the 90-minute movie. Compared to other recent movies, The Cruise also features the most authentic 3D effects. Before this piece, I never really felt the urge to stretch my hand to reach anything while watching a 3D movie, but the drifting dandelions in this movie look almost real. So I copied my fellow moviegoers, raised my hand, and tried to sweep them away.
You really need to see this.
The Cruise can be a very good way to relax one's nerves and is suitable for viewers of all ages. On my scale from 1 to 10, it gets a 7.